Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio here to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in this coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs, and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, the Professor of Politics, hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Kyle, where is Eric Swalwell from? Does he represent somebody in California? Is that correct?
I think he is from California, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, he was interviewed yesterday, and he was talking about this Trump hell that we're all living in. Okay, well, the only hell I know we're living in is having to put up with him because he's another one that's a moron. But here's what he said yesterday. He's proposing a crimes commission to investigate the president.
Well, I got to tell you, that kind of stuff is really just for consumption of the base. But these are some of the weapons that they feel that they have. So he's going to come out. Remember, he ran for president, too.
Yeah.
Didn't get too far. This is something that, again, sounds really ominous. The crimes commission for the president. And again, this is just a more desperation. You know, Captain, if they were convinced they were going to win, this is a cakewalk because anybody but Trump, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Biden, so he's anybody but Trump. If they were going to waltz across the finish line, they wouldn't be acting like this. They wouldn't be wasting their time doing this stuff. They are scared. And that's why in the previous hour we mentioned about Hillary Clinton. They don't know what they're going to do because they don't see this really happening for them. They know Trump is gaining popularity. People see exactly what he's doing. Promises made, promises kept, that kind of thing. And so Swalwell is no exception here, I think.
Well, here's the deal. And people, we have the power. Not them, we have the power. However, listen to what I'm saying here. In a moment of national panic, Americans permitted their state and local executives to take power, to declare states of emergency, and to implement lockdowns. And now those executives don't want to give that power back, especially in the blue states and the blue cities. Our current quandary is that governors are using COVID as an excuse to extend their authority indefinitely. Now, how do we get rid of them? How do we stop this? Vote them out of office November 3rd.
Well, exactly right. I think there's so much overstepping of what people in our state, for California, for starters, ever believe is reasonable. And this is across the board, by the way, Captain. I think people who identify as Democrat, who have traditionally supported the Democrat Party in California, they're not necessarily far left, but they've supported the Democrats. Everything's been going on in California as it has. I think they are being so impacted by this, in different groups, in different communities, and they themselves are even saying, wait a minute, this is going way, way too far. They closed my business down, kind of a thing. And they don't understand, and I think they're gonna make their voice heard on election day.
And how do you feel if you're one of those 35% of the restaurant owners that will never be back?
Well, these are dreams that are literally crushed. And you're right, they'll never come back. And it's just unconscionable because so many people, Captain, and by the way, a lot of people came here from another country and they played by the rules and they got to this country and they set up shop and they put their life's work and life savings into their restaurant, for example, and that's all the rug's been pulled out from under them of the American dream. It's not fair.
And you know, part of the problem is we heard about the HB-1B, the visa workers, the people from overseas, because we couldn't get Americans, we couldn't get this. Well, we got a lot of people that are out of work. They could be trained to do things. Obviously, becoming an aviation maintenance tech is one of them. But there's plenty of other jobs they could be trained to do. And we need to start thinking about hiring Americans.
Well, that is one of the things I think is going to become a major issue.
Well, it's a campaign push by Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And again, because America was essentially attacked, whatever way, however you want to slice it, it just comes up that the end result is America was attacked, basically, by a virus. And how it got out, that's a different story and whatnot, but we need to begin to rebuild what we had before in terms of jobs and continuity and all those things. Yeah.
All right, here comes the music. So we're going to take another break, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to come back from that break. And we've got lots more to talk about. By the way, I'm going to get to the story about the president that said he's willing to give the United States Post Office the $25 million, but the Democrats have to concede on some of the things they want, and we'll see if they want to do it. And if they don't, then here we go again. We're going to just drag on, and the people that are holding up your money there looking for your $1,200 are the Democrats. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And welcome back, everybody. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the weekend edition, brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, you know, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Given an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, too, including cars, trucks, and vans. And if you're here in Florida, you need to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance in order to do this. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando, Gainesville to Tampa, Sarasota, and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home, come to your office, process your insurance claim, provide you a premium quality windshield, and give you $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. So give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And tell them the captain sent you. And remember always, Kyle, what?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. All right. And let's go to the telephone lines. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Good morning, Captain. This is Kathy in San Antonio.
How are you?
Good, sir. All things considered. I wanted to comment, please, and thank you for the opportunity. The stimulus stuff. Even my son and I have agreed, we don't want it if it means they get what they want. We'll do without it, you know, which we're having to all adjust anyway. So what's the damn difference? I'm sorry, but, and please let me say, President Trump, we love you, and I don't know why you're putting up with this, but we really appreciate it, and we're all behind you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kathy, and I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, it is rather ridiculous, Kyle. Every time we turn around, they're trying to do something else to destroy them.
Well, exactly right. And I appreciate what Kathy is saying very, very much. You know, the Democrats really do believe that they have Americans over a barrel on this. And they think that, you know, if they're going to withhold those stimulus checks to get what they want, but the tide could be turning out there with the attitude. Exactly.
Well,
and I don't think they could handle it.
The people know who is screwing them, blueing them, and tattooing them, and it's not Donald Trump. It's the Democrats.
Exactly.
And they also know that this is their opportunity, November the 3rd, to take back their country, to retire Nancy Pelosi, to get her the hell out of control of Congress, okay, and to see to it that we can finally interact the agenda that Donald Trump got elected for to begin with, that's been pushed back and stopped at almost every turn by the Democrats. We need to have not only President Trump, but we need to have a Republican-controlled Congress, House of Representatives, and Senate. And then we can see some things, the fruits of our labor and what's going to be done. And I'm telling you, life is going to be really good.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the COVID-19 issue is going to ultimately be dealt with in one way or another. But what we need to be able to do, as you said, Captain, is be able to move forward, get decisions made, get things moving forward for the American people. They've endured now 4 years of these massive headwinds that the Democrats have simply manufactured because they were mad about the 2016 election. And I think the American people have just had enough.
Yeah, and shutting down the country is not the answer. Never has been, never will be. All right, well, the president said he's willing to give the United States Postal Service the $25 million that they're looking for if the Democrats will concede to some funding requests in the coronavirus relief package. I don't think that's any problem. What do you think?
Well, no. In fact, I think the president is trying to get something moving on that. When he was asked about that at the podium, I believe, just yesterday, he said no, he didn't have any problem with it and so forth. And but again, it just points at this whole notion as to why is there a loggerhead to begin with? And it's because the Democrats want to have massive spending that goes far and beyond what the emergency reaction to the COVID-19 condition is and should be. And again, trying to bolster up their own political fortunes.
Now, the Department of Justice confirmed what we talked about yesterday briefly. They confirmed the largest ever seizure of Iran's inbound Venezuelan fuel, namely gasoline, bound for Venezuela. They were told to pull over. They did, and they've got four tankers with, what, 1.6 million gallons or something like that?
Yeah, it was 1.116 million barrels of fuel. They got confiscated out of those four vessels. They're all empty, and they are the Bella, the Bering, the Panda, and the Luna, we understand. And this was done under a warrant that was issued by a U.S. District Court back during early part of July, I believe.
Mm. Pardon me. And a Chicago store owner who has been looted not once but twice is going to sue the city over the lack of police protection.
Well, you know, Captain, when we first started seeing these kinds of riots and these kinds of acts of violence against store owners and so forth, their property, the looting, the burning down of buildings, the first thing we were talking about, of course, was that, hey, you've got store owners, you've got property owners and citizens who are going to go to their local governments and say, where were you? I mean, part of our whole social compact here is that we get to live peaceably and that the authorities are going to protect us. And so certainly there are going to be lawsuits, and I'm not surprised. And there should be. You can't simply pull back and say, let it all burn.
Now, I don't think the people are ready for this one, but I'm going to tell them. Hillary's in the news again for a different reason. You want to hear this?
Sure.
A federal appeals court overturned the order to require Hillary to sit down for a deposition on her private email use. She now doesn't have to do it.
Yeah, a lot of people are just, this doesn't compute. You know, this is another one of those things where people feel like there's the two-track justice system for our country. One for Hillary and one for just about everybody else. I'm being facetious, of course, but the idea is that, you know, if you or I had a private email server in a bathroom somewhere, we were Secretary of State, they'd throw the book at us. There's just no doubt about that.
Yeah, we'd be under the book.
Yeah.
And it'd be a heavy book.
Yep.
By the way, China is ramping up U.S. oil purchases ahead of the trade deal review that they think is going to be coming. They're trying to butter us up with buying a bunch of oil so that they can say, hey, looky here, we support U.S.
Well, you know, that's one of those things where, you know, they're perhaps trying to get, you know, in the good graces of Biden voters, perhaps, maybe, because they would certainly, I think, prefer to have Joe Biden win the election, and they could sort of go back to normal, their normal, that is, of how they interact with the United States.
What city in the United States has had the most cost associated from the riots?
I think that would be New York City.
By over 2-1. And that, again, is Bill de Blasio pulling back the police, Bill de Blasio saying, oh, they're only just protesting out there. That's Bill de Blasio, and he has cost the city of New York some $115 million worth of damage as a result.
You know, and that's damage that never really had to occur, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And again, everybody is for First Amendment, peaceful protesting, raising awareness, these kinds of things, but when it turns into that kind of wanton destruction, somebody's going to pay the price somewhere. And it's not just because, well, they've all got insurance. You know, where have we heard that recently? And, you know, that's it. What will happen, of course, is that businesses and individuals, and industries even will simply leave the area. As they're fleeing away from some of these cities as well.
Well, you're right, because the cash-strapped cities, which happen to be mostly Democrat, in the blue states, which are run by Democrats, of course, are paying such a heavy price that people are actually taking their stuff, moving out of the places that they're in, storing it, and going elsewhere to try to find a place to live. We got people down here scouring Florida right now looking for either condos, which are red hot, that market down here is hot, or they're looking for houses, you know, whichever they can find in different areas, and people are moving down here by the thousands every day.
Well, of course, because if they can't feel safe in the city, and feel that the next shoe to drop will just simply mean that their entire life's work will be burned to the ground. And by the way, just because you have insurance doesn't mean that everything goes back to normal, by the way. A lot of times there's costs associated with rebuilding and these kinds of things, deductibles, and then also being able to get insured again in
yep.
a place that got burned down like that.
Hold that thought. And by the way, folks, when I see these people, I tell them, hey, you know that problem that you had up there and how you got into the mess to begin with? Yep. Don't bring your voting habits to Florida. We don't have those problems. We aren't going to have those problems. And as long as we all understand that, we'll do just fine. So there you go. All righty. Captain's America Third Watch. Taking a little break. Coming back with more with Kyle Warren. By the way, we're going to talk about the schools and what's going on there, because we need to open the schools. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Nations Security Council overwhelmingly voted against the United States resolution to indefinitely extend the arms embargo against Iran. The 13-year embargo will now expire in mid-October, allowing Iran to buy and sell conventional weapons without UN restrictions. The embargo was first formed in 2007, well before the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran was forged by the United States, the UK, France, Germany, Russia, China, and the European Union. That deal, which created the October 2020 expiration of the embargo, gives Iran relief from economic sanctions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo slammed the vote in a statement, writing, "The Security Council's failure to act decisively in defense of international peace and security is inexcusable." The White House now has options: pursue an increasingly hard line against Iran, or forge a compromise with European allies. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. It's always the
same. And indeed you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, then I got a deal for you. It's called Balance of Nature, and they have the fruits and veggie capsules, which is something that I'm taking, and it's working very nicely for me, thank you very much, and it might also work for you. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. All you have to do is go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and take a look at what they have. They have a lot of wellness products there. And you can use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, to save 35% on your order. Now, you can also call them at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach, and they'll answer any questions that you have about anything that you want to know about. And to start feeling better, all you got to do is go to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Remember to use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them, the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
What's the situation with the schools out there in California?
Well, Captain, schools are returning online. There may be a couple of pockets here and there, but overall, there is no in-person instruction going on right now. and some of the districts have already started up, and kids are going to school either by video chat, basically, or just basically through online portals.
Well, for the sake of the children, we must reopen our schools, and we must have in-person learning. Now, President Trump's got a plan called the Kids First Plan, which will enable school districts to do just that. They've got teams, response teams they can send around to help the schools open up and whatnot. And leading voices such as the American Academy of Pediatrics are coming together in agreement that the indefinite school closures are hurting the children because we're falling behind to countries like China, for example, where they are excelling in education and pushing it. And here we sit over here, and our teachers, well, we can't go back to school to teach because we might catch COVID and die. Oh, jeez, man.
Well, you know, I've seen, Captain, especially there's not too far away from me, is the Huntington Beach school district, basically. I saw an extensive report on it where they have plexiglass shields at the desks,
sure, you know,
preparing for the day when they come back, and plexiglass shields for the teacher in the front of the classroom. There's ways of going about being safe. And what's interesting is that most of the, you know, of the officials, of the government officials, just don't seem to want to really hear about this kind of thing. But you do have a lot of innovative people trying to come up with innovative solutions to minimize this issue, because you're so right, Captain. We are falling behind. We will fall behind. And also the psychological impact, especially on the younger kids who crave that social interaction and that structure of their school day, all this is so very, very important. So there's got to be a way to be safe and not simply go through what so many people see as another politicalization of this whole crisis.
Now, I was in an IHOP yesterday morning for breakfast, and the booths had the plexiglass up in between the booths, on the back side of the seats, on the front side of the seats, you know, like you sit in the booth and you're in the booth. You had the plexiglass up between you and the booth that was over there beside you and all that stuff. So you were literally sitting like in a little cubicle. And then, of course, they had their tables out 6 feet apart, and their cashier station had plexiglass by it. So I didn't really have a problem with that. I mean, I thought they were doing what they needed to do. That obviously cost them more money to do that, which adds to the food cost. But guess what? The restaurant was full.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Again, we have to be able to find ways to actually move forward in our society and in our daily lives. Otherwise, you know, people can't take another 6 months off of life, basically, just to hunker down. Especially when there's so many of these kinds of methods. But here's the other side of that coin, though, is people have been so terrified by many in the news media, even with all the scary quality of the COVID-19 stories. And yes, there are vulnerable. Yes, there are people with underlying conditions, people that need to take more, perhaps, precautions than another person might have to. But I can't imagine that anybody would ever say, nope, America is just shut down until further notice. That doesn't make sense.
Now, we talked about the post office a minute ago, and Kim San Mateo, California. I'm not sure where that is. Doesn't ring a bell off the top of my head. Is that Northern California?
Yeah, it's in Northern California, I believe, yeah.
Okay. Well, Kim chimed in, and she said, Captain, didn't the U.S. Post Office warn that it couldn't guarantee the mail-in ballots will arrive in time? Well, yeah, they did, based on the current money crunch they got going, because they're cutting back on things because they're running out of money. And they're cutting back on delivery service and times. For example, my mail used to be delivered where I live at 10 to 11 o'clock in the morning, like clockwork, every day, 6 days a week. Now, you're lucky if you get the same mail in the same neighborhood between 4 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, and I've noticed, yeah, our mail carrier seems to come at different, almost staggered times, it seems sometimes. But what the young lady who wrote into you said is so very true. I mean, what would happen if the Democrats were to hear that, for example, but they didn't think that mail-in voting was really good for them, they would say, see, that's all we need to hear. Post office has said they can't guarantee it. It's unreliable. Therefore, we don't want to do it. But of course, they're not going to say anything like that because they want that kind of chaos, I believe, at the top levels. They want that kind of uncertainty, that kind of chaos, because they're planning to challenge this election no matter what.
Yeah. And they have to use the money that they're given. The post office can't give the money back. They have to use the money they're given. So they spend every last dime they've got, which is why this time of the year they start buying trucks, they start buying typewriters, they buy computers, they buy things they don't even need. And sometimes that stuff sits around for years, and then they'll have an auction. The government, the GAO, will have an auction. And what are they selling off? Why, they're selling off post office typewriters from 1972.
Wow.
Yeah, when they bought a million typewriters because they needed to have them or whatever, or so they said. Now, the news broke yesterday that the former FBI lawyer, Kevin Kleinsmith, was going to plead guilty to falsifying documents as part of the FBI's surveillance of the Trump campaign back in 2016. Now, I've got two people that have chimed in here. One of them is from Chicago. Didn't give me a name. And the other one is from Cleveland, and that person's name is Lindsay. And I don't know if it's a man or a woman, doesn't really matter. They're saying, is this going to mean that people up the ladder are going to be ratted on by this guy at the bottom of the ladder because he's probably a junior attorney? And I don't think he was a junior attorney per se. Wasn't he in charge of the warrants department or something like that for going after, like, these FISA reports? Wasn't he in charge of that?
Well, yeah, I think he had a significant position in all of this, and I think that's probably why the focus came on him from the Durham probe. But if he went in and changed an email, which is what he's accused of doing, in order to make sure that it was not known or that it was thought that Carter Page was not working for any other part of the government, or source, rather, for any other part of the government, and that's what helped sail through this FISA warrant, well, that's huge. And so he may not have done this on his own. Who knows? I mean, we're just speculating, but it certainly would go up the ladder, I believe. But I do think that this is the first domino, basically, to fall in this. And again, Durham is going to be very meticulous. He's got a guilty plea going out the gate, and Lord only knows what the rest of that iceberg looks like underneath the waterline.
Yeah, and we'll have to assume that there's a lot more to be discovered here and to be talked about with this case, because this is just the tip of the iceberg, in my opinion. What do you think?
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. And again, this is shocking. It should shock people the institution was used as the spy.
Yeah, and Tammy in Denver is asking me a question here. Captain, what's holding up all our stimulus checks? Well, it's not the president, because the president yesterday said that he directed the Treasury Department to prepare the second stimulus checks, and the Democrats are holding it up because of their game they're playing. Right, Kyle?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back. Kyle and I are going to take a look at the weather for the truckers out across the highways and the byways. Don't go anywhere. And then Denise Simon will be around, and we'll be checking on her to see what she has to say. So, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality
quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed she does, and it's Donna Fiducia up there, Charleston, Georgia way, with the Double D Horse Ranch. They got a big stable up there, and they take care of horses, and she'll be getting at it in about another hour here out there doing what she needs to with her husband, Don. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J out there that you're driving by. Make sure you pull on in there, check them out, stop, get yourself that free hot cup of coffee, and become a member of the Drivers Club. I'm telling you, the Drivers Club has its advantages. All righty. Well, let's drift down over here because we're going to get started, and here we go.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation.
And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard from the original television show Moving On. Will and Sonny Prove It out there years ago. And let me read this weather statement. And caller, hang on, I'll get to you in a minute. Let me read this weather statement. Severe storms and heavy rains are likely in the upper Midwest and plains through this evening. A long-duration heat wave will build across the West through next week, with excessive heat watches and warnings in effect from the southwest to the northwest. And that's very unusual, but it's happening. Tropical Storm Josephine is forecast to pass well north of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. And to our listeners over there, you dodged another one in the Caribbean. And Tropical Storm Kyle, named after Kyle Warren, is forecast to move quickly away from land this weekend. It's off the coast of the Carolinas and Jersey, South Jersey, and moving on. Now, Kyle, tell us what's going on out west.
Excessive heat warnings that are happening out west, literally, as you said, from the southwest all the way up through the Pacific Northwest. And let me give you just a couple of temperatures here to sort of set the stage. Right now in Palm Springs, California, it's 100 degrees. It's 81 degrees up in Sacramento in California. In Tempe, Arizona, it's 111. In Moab, Utah, it's it's going to be 100 degrees tomorrow, I believe.
Wow.
I should say in Tempe, it's 111 tomorrow. It's a little less right now, of course. But it just goes to show that we've got this heat. It's here to stay. We understand it's going to be here about a week to 10 days, at least in Southern California. It's the biggest heat wave we've seen for about a decade. And rolling blackouts are on the menu now for California. But as we move through the southern part of the United States, through Arizona, especially in the Phoenix and Tempe area, of course, we're looking at least, you know, triple digits, 105, 106, 120 forecast at least for Las Vegas, could go anywhere from 110 to 125. And as we move on up through Utah, we have more excessive heat warnings as we go up to 15 through Provo and Salt Lake City, and then up through, again on the 15, up through Pocatello, Idaho, and Idaho Falls. We're looking at possible temperatures of 95 to 100. Same for going up through western Montana and over into Washington State. The entire map, basically, a heat advisory, an excessive heat warning, you name it, it's hot. And then over in Colorado, we still have that bad air quality, and that covers all the way from Grand Junction all the way over to Denver and Fort Collins, near Colorado Springs, and Aurora, for example, and that's due to some of the wildfire smoke. And in California, we've got fires burning right now. The Lake Fire burned about 17,500 acres, 21 structures, 5 of them are homes, have been burned. The Azusa Fire continues at about 1,500 acres, and they're looking for a suspect, Captain. They put his picture all over TV, and they want to find him. And Corona Fire burning about 50 acres.
All righty, and then over in Oklahoma, southern Oklahoma, you got some high heat warnings there. Now, not like what's out west. This is going to be something around 100 degrees, feel-like weather, except for the metroplex of Dallas-Fort Worth and then on down towards San Antonio, where you're going to have some warmer temperatures. But most of Texas, East Texas, Central Texas, under a heat advisory. It is raining pretty heavy along the eastern part of Louisville tonight, or Louisville, Kentucky tonight, over east of Louisville, over to the West Virginia area, the mountains of Virginia, rain, mountains of Carolina, rain, mountains of Maryland, rain, southern Ohio, rain, and then you've got some scattered showers up in Minnesota tonight, as well as in Wisconsin. Now let's go to the telephone lines, and good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Matt, this is Buck in Sarasota, Florida.
What's up?
I'm You know, I'm a 20-year postal worker at the distribution center.
Yes, sir.
We'll handle the mail-in ballots. We'll handle the mail-in ballots perfectly because the coronavirus has only sped up what we've known at the post office. Letters are dead. Flats are okay, but the packages is like Christmas every day. And we'll be able to handle the ballots just fine. And that's the safest way to go in the pandemic right now is to do the mail-in ballots. And it's just like anywhere else. If it's closed, they'll have a recount.
Okay. Thanks, Buck. I appreciate it. And thank you very much. And be careful. All righty. That's Buck in Sarasota. Now let's go to our next caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Morning, caller.
Scott from Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Good morning, sir. You know, people forget about the Commonwealth of Kentucky. We depend on coal. We depend even on oil, believe it or not. And we depend on our brothers and sisters. And we depend on our dogs. So God bless this country. And God bless you, because I love listening to you.
All right.
So give a shout out to those hillbillies up in Kentucky.
All right. Well, hello to the hillbillies in Kentucky, and thank you very much. And, Kyle, I'm going to have to let you go, so tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty. And that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now let's truck on over here, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about Barack Obama? It got leaked out yesterday that one of the things that Barack Obama said amongst a group of people was, don't underestimate Joe's ability to, and I'm going to be polite, screw things up.
Well, he's not the only one saying it. That has been the pervasive chatter for quite some time, even back during the Obama administration. And so the big question then becomes, if they're having this constant chatter, can Biden hold the Democrat Party together? Mm-hmm. I would argue no. So then where does that burden fall? Well, that burden's going to fall between the progressives in the House and in the Senate, with Tom Perez, and then on Kamala Harris. So Biden is really kind of like out of the picture. He's really going to just kind of follow along here. So all I know, a lot of people are very critical of Karl Rove. I think Karl Rove had it right. Don't focus. The conservatives and Republicans need not to focus on Kamala. They need to focus on Biden.
Yeah.
Because that's and force the screw ups.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to happen because the more pressure they put on him, especially if he's suffering from dementia, the worse it'll get.
Well, I mean, we can't predict. I mean, we can't diagnose him. I mean, we can only say that he has had more than his quota of gaffes and misstatements and forgetfulness.
Yeah.
So I would just put it there.
All right. Well, we'll go with that. And I think it's just the beginning myself of what's going to happen, because I just don't see him not doing something without really sticking his foot into it. All right. Foot and mouth, as they say. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. We're going to be talking about all sorts of things, including this big deal yesterday with the FBI attorney who's apparently pleading guilty. Everybody thinks he's got more to tell. I think he does. We'll find out what Denise thinks. And get to know his name, Kevin Kleinsmith. We talked about him a little while back here, a year or so ago. Be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.